Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence. I hate to say that we're going into the last week of summer. Some kids are already back at school. So for those of you who have got one more week to go, please enjoy it. I'm really looking forward to our show today. We have a weight loss coach with us today. We're going to get to her in a moment. You can follow along the show on our website at www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Our call-in number today is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And anyone who has any questions for our guest, please, by all means, we encourage you to call in. She's got a wealth of information for us about weight loss and what that all involves and why how coaching ties into that. Again, I want to encourage you to go to our website and look at our Vision Quest Italy. It is filling up. We have some seats available. Our deadline date was August 15th, and that's our early bird deadline date. So we are still going to be taking some reservations. So if anyone's sitting on the fence and they want to ask us some questions about us, please call the number, send us an email. Martha and I would be happy to talk to you about it. We're really looking forward to a fantastic workshop and a fantastic trip. So again, go to our website on purposewithkarenflorence.com and click on Vision Quest Italy, and you can see all the information about that. Okay, you know me. I'm done talking. Let's talk to our guests. So let's welcome to the show Piper Larson. She is a weight loss coach. She is out in Illinois. And let's get all of her information from her. Piper, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing today?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for being our guest today. This is a subject, of course, that, I don't know, probably almost every human being on the planet wants to be worrying about at some time or another in their lives, weight loss. So to get started, tell us a little bit about you. Just take a few minutes, give us your background. How is it that you ended up being a weight loss coach?
A few years into adulthood, I began struggling with weight. And for years, I didn't understand how I got there. I worked hard to make my life feel successful. I worked hard at my career, had a good house, a good husband, and I thought things were going well, but my weight kept shooting up again and again, and I was really confused. I tried everything. Over the years, I've counted calories, points, eliminated food groups, I've been on liquid diets. At one point, I don't even remember what this was all about, but I ate nothing but pineapple for 2 weeks. It was kind of nuts. And in the 10 plus years I spent doing this, the scale would go down occasionally, but most of the time it was going up. Through it all, I thought my body and food were the enemies. And if I could just punish my body enough and demonize enough foods, that I could finally lose the weight for good. But it never worked. And then I tried something I'd never considered before. It happened kind of by accident. And I tried being kind and gentle with my body. I learned to be curious, and I learned to trust myself. Through that journey, I eventually lost 70 pounds, and after that, I became certified in weight loss coaching because it is my goal to help other women who are in that same place where I was, where they're creating a life that they think they're supposed to want, but it doesn't feel good, and I help them find peace with food and their bodies.
Excellent. You know, right at the onset, I just want to call out that I know that I have a great deal of coaches that follow the show, and I love all the comments, and please keep sending them. You know, I also help train coaches, and I mentor coaches, and one of the things that everyone is very concerned about at coaching school is, what is my niche? What do I do? You know, what is that thing that those people I'm supposed to be marketing to? And, you know, you've just said a really amazing thing, that this comes from your background. This comes from your own struggle. Your coaching niche, you know, I'm putting quotation marks around it because I hate that word, it really comes from something that is about you, something that you've experienced. How do you think that experience, that thing that you know about weight loss, how has that helped you in your coaching practice?
I'm a big believer that you have to live it to give it. And when I'm coaching someone, because I've been there, I can really use that to help them get down deep into what's really causing their overeating, because I've experienced so much in this world that I know that that helps me in reading what they're giving me.
Right. And for those of you who aren't coaches that are listening, I want you to hear what she said. You have to live it to give it. You know, that thing that is true about you, that is the thing you should be doing in the world. And when I work with people on careers transformation and getting to the next level, that thing that is true about them, those gifts, those talents, I hate when someone says to me, you know, up till now, I've really been wasting my time. No, you haven't. Up to now, you've been gathering experience, and that experience is going to help you do what you do, you know, in the future. So, you know, I'm curious about a whole host of things about weight loss coaching. And one of the things that I remember one of my instructors, Virginia Kellogg, telling me in class when I was training was that we should go for the simple, the obvious, and the easiest initially. And, you know, when I think about my own struggles with weight loss, I'm a Bikram yoga student, and I watch the other students in my class getting thinner and thinner and thinner, and I was not. And as it turned out, it was my diet. I stopped eating protein. And as a woman over 40, way over 40, I need to be eating more protein. So when you start, let's just talk about the basics initially. In your coaching practice, do you talk about nutrition, about their diet, or do you simply go into what are the factors psychologically?
We do a little bit of both, because one of the things that my clients do is they keep a food journal. And in that food journal, you know, we will look at it, and if anything, you know, I'm not a nutritionist, but if anything really stands out, I will advise them to, you know, see someone, you know, like a nutritionist or their doctor or whatever, and see if that's the best route for them. Because if I notice that I'm looking at their food journal and I don't see any protein, that is a red flag, so I'll ask them about that. But most of my work is dealing with the reasons that they are overeating. Most of my clients struggle with overeating.
So how do you begin?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, we start with a little bit of thought work, to be quite honest, because our thoughts affect everything we do. Every time we have a thought, it creates a feeling, which creates an action. And so we start there, because if we're walking around with thoughts that are making it difficult to ever make any changes, that's a good place to begin. And then beyond that, you know, we also dig really deep into what the core reasons for their overeating is. Because when we're eating, we're fueling ourselves. But when we're overeating and pushing ourselves to the point that we're experiencing pain and suffering because of food, we're trying to meet another need through food. And so we dig deep into that.
You know what? We're not ready to go to break, but when we come back from break, I'm going to have you give us a story of someone that you worked with, and show how the process worked and what the end result was about it. How long does it normally take you? You start working with a client. What is the average amount of time they work with you?
Most clients work with me for 3 months, and sometimes they go beyond that. Sometimes it's a little bit less, but 3 months is a really good time frame for looking at what's going on, starting to make changes, and then making those changes a part of their everyday life.
Okay. So what is what are some lead off questions you start asking?
Well, one of the things that I always want to find out from people when we first begin is, what does your self-talk sound like? What are the things you're telling yourself? Because if you're constantly going around telling yourself, you know, really ugly things, to be quite honest, that does not set a good foundation for making any permanent changes. So that's usually where we begin.
You know, it's really interesting because I was just reading an article yesterday about the things that we say to ourselves, and that consciously we may be walking around doing that law of attraction thing. And I get the law of attraction. I sometimes use it. But this idea that we can just be repeating a line in our head, a statement, you know, I'm thin, I'm thin, I'm thin, I have a beautiful body, without some real belief system about it, without some emotional connection to that. We have about 2 minutes, so just talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that I teach my clients is that if you are going to work on having a positive thought, you have to believe it. And that's where I think a lot of these things fall short, is you're trying to tell yourself something you don't even believe. So if you can come, you know, if you're thinking, my weight makes me, you know, unattractive or something, you know, whatever, you know, just let's think of a horrible thought here. So that's a horrible thought. My weight makes me unattractive. If you're constantly thinking that, it's very difficult to instantly change that into I'm gorgeous. So we work to make incremental changes to, you know, you might go from my weight makes me feel unattractive to I'm making changes in my weight. And that feels better, you know, something like that. So if you can make incremental changes and keep making sure that that thought feels believable and that it feels a little bit better than whatever we started out with, that's the direction we want to go.
I love that because, you know, when you read all the self-help books, what they're saying is go from the poverty mindset to I have $1 million. It's just not realistic. The brain cannot make that leap. There has to be incremental steps.
Exactly.
And do you find that some people do this easier than others?
For sure. Some people, it seems like they're just ready to jump into it and they're ready to do this. They just need someone to show them how. And other people, you know, and I think I was probably one of these, so I can't say a word about it. Other people, I think, kind of kick and scream the whole way because they're so set in these beliefs that this is the way I need to be. And so it's a little tougher for them.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, you know what we say in coaching, the client will appear when they're ready. And until they're ready, there's not a darn thing you can do for them. They have to be willing. So, you know, we're going to cut to break now. But when we come back, I want you to tell us a story about one of your clients that has done. And you know what? I want an average story. We're done with the TV infomercials that say I've lost 150 pounds in 3 months. Yeah, we're not really buying that. But so just tell us, you know, an average person who had a weight problem and they overcame it through coaching with you. So everyone, hold on to your seats and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We'll be right back.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com. Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence. Today we are talking to Piper Larson about weight loss. She is a weight loss coach. If you have any questions, please call in. Our call-in number today is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Piper, before we get to the story that you're going to tell us about one of your clients, let me ask you, where did you go to school to become a certified weight loss coach? I know that there's a lot of coaches out there listening, and anyone who would like to be certified in weight loss coaching is certainly going to be interested. So where did you go? How long did it take?
Sure. I went to the Life Coach School, which is headed up by Brooke Castillo, and the program itself is about 2 months long. And it's a little intense, but it's really good.
Excellent. So, of course, all of my listeners know that your information is on our website, right on our homepage. So you can go to our website and see it. And you can also go to Piper's website, which is piperlawson.com. And we'll give more information about that. And, of course, you can access her website via the On Purpose with Karen Florence website. So, Piper, tell us about, give us a story about one of your clients.
Sure. I had a client who was a woman. I work primarily with women, and she came to me about a year ago, and in working with her, you know, I told you we start with thought work. In working with her, I realized her thoughts were extremely negative towards herself, and she was kind of a typical overachiever, type A personality, and she was very difficult on herself, and we worked at making some incremental small changes in those thoughts, and at the same time helped her reconnect with her body, because that's something that if you've been on several diets, we disconnect from our bodies. If you think about it, a diet is an opportunity to have someone else outside of us or something else tell us when, what, and how much we should be eating. And so we stop listening to the voice inside of ourselves that can already give us that information, and we start drawing all of that information from outside of us. So it was a process of helping her reconnect with her own internal cues. And then once we got to the point where we were digging down to find out what was causing the overeating, because she would have several times a week times when she would just go and binge. And she was on this roller coaster of binging and then regrouping and trying to do tons of exercise and starving herself. And when we got down to it, what we realized was she never gave herself rest. She was craving rest and relaxation. And it seemed like the only time she allowed herself to do that was when she ate. So for her, eating gave her this release. It gave her this time to just sit and just be. And once we realized that, and she began giving herself those opportunities throughout, other times in her life, the desire to overeat diminished. And she eventually lost 15 pounds. And last I checked with her, she has still maintained that. It's been about 6 months now, and she's doing well.
Wow. So how long did you work with her?
I worked with her for 3 months.
3 months. You said a couple of things that I really, really loved as a coach. One of them is the reconnecting with our bodies. That this is something that I work with every client. Our bodies know everything we need to know. And so tell me, how do you get people to reconnect to their bodies? What is it you say? How do you guide them? What do they notice?
One of the things to jump into it is using what we call the hunger scale. And it is a scale that goes from negative 10 all the way up to positive 10. So it goes negative 10, negative 9. Yeah. And you learn to feel where you are on the hunger scale. Zero is that neutral place where you're neither hungry nor full. You're just kind of neutral, not even thinking about your stomach. And then as you move up, you go into the plus, plus one, you're getting a little bit fuller, plus two, you're getting fuller. Plus 10 is fuller than you've ever been. And when we are overeating, we're not listening to our bodies at all. We're just pushing in food as fast as we can. And when we slow down, that's a key there. You have to slow down. When you slow down, you start to feel how your body feels. And it doesn't happen right away. It takes a while to start to really reconnect, because you have to be quiet and still and just feel into your body.
Yeah. When I work with people who have anger problems, I say to them, right before you explode, something happens. And they say, no, it doesn't. I go from 0 to 100 in an instant. And that's how fast that thing that happens right before the explosion happens. So, So what I'm really telling them then is, I want you to start noticing your breathing is getting deeper. Something is happening. You're getting tingly. The hair in the back of your neck is standing. Something is going on. There are cues that explosion is about to happen. So what cues physically do your clients tell you that they experience around that eating and overeating period?
Usually what happens is, they think, when we first start working together, they think, like you're saying, that it just goes from 0 to 1 million, just boom. And when we really start digging down, then it becomes, well, I just suddenly was hungry. I was just, oh my gosh, I was just so hungry. And when we keep working with it, and I ask, so what was going on during that time when you became so hungry? And oftentimes, it'll just be like a light bulb goes off, because they realize that, okay, I was sitting at my desk and I wasn't hungry, and my boss came in and yelled at me and walked out, and suddenly I was starving. And they realize, oh my gosh, that didn't come from my stomach. That came from something else. And so it's a process.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we have a caller, Janine from, I'm hoping I'm saying her name right.
It's
Jean from Louisiana. Yeah, Jean, are you there?
Yeah.
Please ask your question.
Okay. It's just that I called in for the package that you were going to give away, the complimentary thing for to go and see if you have, you know, the pain or whatever you're having in your body or whatever. I always have lower back pain, and I don't know what it is that's causing it.
So, Piper, do you want to? So, you're saying that you took the little test that Piper has online?
No, I haven't taken a test.
Oh,
I just heard your program today, and you said the first caller that calls in will get the complimentary package to go and see if they, and so I just called.
Okay, great. So, Brian, take Jean's information, and after the show, Piper will be in touch with her.
Okay.
Okay. Jean, do you have a question that you want to ask Piper on there?
No.
Okay, great. All right, so Piper will be in touch with you after the show, and thank you for calling. Again, anyone else who has a question, please give us a call, 800-930-2819. So, Piper, it is so interesting, this idea of our body telling us what to do something, and it is happening so quickly. How important is this really getting in touch with our bodies in weight loss?
It is huge, because one of the things that I encourage people to do, if you ever have an opportunity, is watch a child eat. And I'm talking about a young child who's not yet been influenced by the adults around them. If they're hungry and they sit down and they have, you know, food in front of them that they enjoy, they will eat it. And at some point, if you're watching, you kind of think, what's going on? They've become distracted. They've lost interest. And really, they've just satisfied their need for fuel and nourishment, and they're done. That is something all of us have within us. Our bodies know when we need to eat and when we need to stop. And when we put all of our trust in the latest diet or whatever to tell us when we're hungry and what to eat, we start to lose that. And it's still there. We just need to reconnect.
Okay. You know, it's so interesting, because I just had a flashback to my childhood family dinner table. We had to eat everything on our plate. End of story. Mm-hmm. If we didn't eat it, we could not get up from the table. And we had to eat. My dad was a maniac about, we had to eat what was on our plate, even if we didn't like it. That had no bearing on what we were eating whatsoever. If he liked it, we had to eat it. End of story. How much of that parental guidance, and I'm using that word kindly in my instance, how much of that parental guidance about eating do we drag into our adult lives unconsciously?
Oh my gosh, tons. It's the Clean Plate Club, and there are so many members. And the way that we work on that is I like to create a visual that if you are eating beyond what your body needs for nourishment and fuel, all of that is going somewhere. And it's probably going to whatever problem spot that you're concerned with. It's staying on your body. And because if your body doesn't need it, it's not going to burn through it. It's going to store it. So you have a choice. You can either throw it in the trash can or put it in the refrigerator to save for later, or you can store it on your body. And so when you start to think about it like that, It starts to make you realize that maybe that's not the best choice. The Clean Plate Club doesn't need my membership anymore.
Yeah. And it's easy to say that logically. I know I'm eating too much, but there's an emotional trigger. And listen, I know about this because my last husband never, ever left anything on his plate. And I would say, you know, your mom's not sitting here. She's not going to yell at you. But his emotional drive to clean that plate is so huge, he cannot not finish what's on his plate. So how do you work with someone who has that emotional trigger about, I'm going to get in trouble? You know, logically, they know they're not, but it's not what's happening in our conscious mind that's the problem. It's what's happening unconsciously. So how do you work with that person?
Well, first of all, you're right, because if they think about it, they know they're not going to get in trouble. Mom's not standing there. And that's a real key thing, is to start there. And because sometimes we have beliefs that we've carried us with us for so long, and we've never actually taken them out into the light of day in our adulthood and examined them. And when we do, and we look at it through our adult eyes, sometimes we'll see things that we realize they're not even true anymore. And then once we do that, then it becomes some of that thought work and finding ways that we can slowly change that thought. And no, you're not going to go from the clean plate club to the I don't care what I leave on my plate club overnight. You work on it slowly and make changes as you can and just work on your thoughts around it.
All right, we're going to cut to a break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking to Piper about weight loss. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Geez, I love my music. Thank you, David. Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence. Today we are talking to Piper Larson. She is a weight loss coach. Please call in if you have questions. Our call-in number is
1-800-930-2819.
And if anyone's ever doubting, I have a wonderful producer. Right there he is. Thank you, Brian. Also, you can go on to our website, onpurposewithkarenflorence.com, and you can access Piper's information. And at the end of the show, she's going to tell us how we can contact her and how you can work with her. You know, this is such an interesting conversation that we're having about weight loss, because the advertisers of weight loss products would like you to know that all you have to do is pop their pill, get on their regimen, and your problems are solved. And we know that that is not true, because there is an endless supply of those. And still, obesity is a huge problem, not only in our country, but actually around the world. I was reading a fantastic article 2 weeks ago about the fact that in the last decade, all human beings across the planet have gained 10 pounds. Not only human beings, but all species, animals as well, have, or I shouldn't say 10 pounds, they've increased their body weight by 10%. And there are now more people on the planet who are obese than do not have enough food to eat. And what a change from back in the 70s when we were really, really worried about world hunger. And of course, world hunger is still a big thing today. But this weight issue really has gotten out of control. And I, you know, one of the things that you said early on, Piper, that really interests me, and I know is kind of shocking to most people who hear it, is that one of the things we have to do is stop punishing our bodies. So explain to us how we do punish our bodies and how we can start being kinder to our bodies. What is all of that about?
Absolutely. As far as punishing our bodies, I mean, we do it in a number of ways. We do it through negative self-talk, and we also do it through, you know, we overeat a meal and then we go out and we try to run further than we've ever run before or something like that. And this constant thinking that being mean to ourselves is the way to get what we want. It's thinking we can hate ourselves thin is what I like to call it. And this comes back to the thoughts again, really, because if we keep thinking that we can hate ourselves thin, that thoughts create feelings. And when you have a thought, it causes a feeling. And when you have a feeling, it causes an action. So if you are thinking hateful thoughts about your body, that's going to cause a feeling that probably doesn't feel very good. You know, say you're thinking, you know, I hate my thighs. And when you think that thought, it feels discouraging. And that feeling of discouragement now causes an action. And for overeaters, oftentimes that action is eating. So it doesn't really make sense. If you flip the switch and you try to approach it through more love and kindness, look at that same example. If you're thinking, my thighs, I'm making them stronger. I'm making stronger thighs, and that feels better to you, then suddenly that thought causes a feeling that might be encouragement. And when you're feeling encouraged, that causes an action that might be you decide to take a walk after dinner. And so when you look at it through that lens, you realize you can't ever hate yourself then. It just really doesn't work for most people.
You know, as you're talking, I am thinking about the way our brains work, because I do a lot of my coaching from the way our brains work. And I always say, if we understood the way we're hardwired, we could let ourselves off the hook for a lot of things. And when we talk about our thoughts, you know, when you talk to people, are you often surprised by how hateful their speech is to themselves?
I wish I could say yes, but considering what my self-talk was, nothing really surprises me.
And do you think that when they are doing that self-hate talk, they are really, really aware how hateful it is?
I don't think they're aware of how hateful it is, but I do think that you just called them on it and just said, you know, wow, that's some, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying and it sounds like you're hating on yourself, I think they would defend it and say that, well, that's how I get myself to get motivated.
Yeah. And, you know, this goes back to the way we're hardwired, you know. We know how to be overweight. We know how to beat ourselves up. We know it's not good, but we know how to do it, and it's easy to do. And we do it over and over again, and we desensitize ourselves, not only about weight loss, but many, many behaviors, many, many thought processes in our lives. And how do you help someone really climb off that edge where they're telling you, you know what, this isn't hate, this isn't self-hate, I'm not doing and saying and behaving in a way that is mean to myself, I'm trying to get myself healthy, which sounds like a positive thing, but they're really telling themselves in a way that is hateful, and they are desensitized to it.
We go and we look at the evidence. If they think that hating on themselves works, then okay, by all means, let's look at it and see how it's working. And usually what we come up with is this cycle of hating and then doing the exact behavior that they're hating themselves for because they feel compelled to do it because of the thoughts that they're having. And we realize that, you know, when it's all laid out, here's all this evidence, it's not working. Yeah. And then it's a process of getting them to trust to just make one tiny little change and see what happens and collect the evidence that there. And a lot of times that evidence, that's when the light bulb goes off.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just calling out that we do things again and again in our lives. We know that things aren't good. We know that they're not great. And yet we continue to do them over and over again. We have another caller. Jamie Strasser from Los Angeles is on the line. Jamie, are you there? Brian?
Hang on just a minute. I'm going to patch him right through, okay? Stand by. And Jamie is right there with us. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jamie. Welcome to the show. What question do you have for us today?
Well, I just need to know how I can change my diet and how I can motivate myself to change my diet and stick to it.
Take it away, Piper.
Okay. So when you are talking about your diet, are you saying that right now you're overeating?
I do. I tend to overeat a little bit. You know, I tend to eat when I don't need to. You know, I'm a small frame, maybe 165, I think, right now. And I should be like at 155. And I will just eat when I'm not hungry.
Okay.
You know, I guess that has to... Go ahead.
Can you tell me when the last time you overate, what was going on during that time? Was it recently?
Yeah, it was probably due to stress.
Okay. And what kind of stress were you dealing with? Was it work stress or what specifically?
Just living life on life's terms. I'm a recovering addict.
Okay. Okay. And so when you were eating, if you could think back to that time, I want you to ask yourself, if food wasn't what you wanted in that moment, because if you're overeating, obviously you're eating beyond what your body needs. If food wasn't what you needed in that moment, what was it that you wanted?
Probably just a little bit of serenity, you know, just to be able to, just a little bit of calm, just serenity, I guess, really.
Okay. And how are you giving yourself serenity in your daily life? Do you give yourself that break you need every day?
Well, I do cycle, you know, so I'm out there exercising every day, you know, to try to, you know, get, you know, relieve some of the tension and the stress and anxiety of, you know, trying to live a different life now. So,
Piper and Jamie, I'm going to have to interrupt. We have a hard break. So both of you stay on the line and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence, and today we are talking to Piper Larson. She is a weight loss coach. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819. And if anyone has a question they'd like to ask Piper, please, by all means, call in. We are getting, this is the last segment of the show. Jamie had to leave us, but Piper's going to be calling him back at the end of the show. And it was very interesting to see. I love that question that you asked him. If food wasn't it, what is it that you needed in that moment? And he did exactly what we want to hear all of our clients do, which is take a breath for a minute and really consider that. That's what we call a good question. And, you know, that is a really fantastic question. What is it? If it wasn't food, what was it? What are typical answers you get to that question when you answer that or you ask that?
Oh, I get, there are some key things that come out. Oftentimes, it's a connection. It's comfort. It's creativity, even. And I do hear a lot, that whole, you know, what Jamie was saying, that he just wants some serenity. Because I know that so many of us in our day-to-day lives do not take the time to give ourselves the break that we need. And eating becomes a way to do that because we have to slow down. And what we don't realize is if we would just slow down without the food, we would be giving ourselves what we really need and the food wouldn't be as necessary.
You know, people have bad habits around eating. And how much of our our overeating come from bad habits. And I just want to be really clear. I have a very bad habit about eating. I live alone and I love to cook. I do cook. I cook for myself all the time. But I eat standing up at the counter most of the time. That is a bad habit. And you know what? I have all kinds of reasons in my head why I do it. And I know that the real reason is not anything I'm telling myself in my head, but it is a bad habit. So how much of our overeating really are from bad habits that we could change relatively easy?
I think probably quite a few, because what happens is we take an action, whether it's, you know, like going to the theater, and every time you walk into a movie theater, you buy popcorn. And that's great if you're hungry.
Not me. That stuff will kill you, but go ahead.
Exactly. but if you're... It becomes almost like a Pavlovian response that suddenly, because you've gotten in the habit of doing this, now every time you walk into a movie theater, you can walk in and there may, you know, it could be the, you know, the middle of the morning and there's no popcorn even made, and suddenly your mouth starts watering. I want popcorn. And it's a matter of, like I said earlier, taking those things out and looking at them in the light of day and realizing I've fallen into kind of a bad little habit here, and making the conscious decision of how you want to proceed.
Mm-hmm. And how many of our bad habits are deeply rooted? I'm guessing, I'm a coach, so I know how to do this. I'm guessing that one of the reasons I eat at the counter is because I love the social aspect of eating. I love the conversation and the being with other people. So when I'm alone, I know I'm not going to have that. And I make my food and I eat it at the counter and I go and do whatever it is I'm going to do next. So I know that I am missing something, and it is causing a behavior change, which really is what this eating issue is all about. How hard is it, or what do you do with a person who there is a psychological reason for why their bad habit has developed?
Well, for your eating at the counter, you know, we would really dig in and try to figure out, you know, you're saying you think it's the social aspect. So I would just ask you to examine that and be very curious about all of this. And I would ask you to try sitting down at the table and see how that feels, because sometimes if you do the thing that you think you want to be doing but you're not doing, and you do it, it helps you bring up what all those thoughts and beliefs are. And by taking that action of actually trying to sit down at the table, and if you were just very curious about it and let yourself be fascinated, no judgment, and just let anything come up, I think that would take you down an interesting road of finding out everything that's affecting this behavior.
Yeah. Now, you said something really interesting, no judgment. How do we keep that judgment? Because it's going to happen. What do we do when we come up with that judgmental statement we say to ourselves when we're in the process of trying to lose weight?
You have to slow down and promise yourself. And because I think that most of us think if we let down our guard and we're not judgmental, that everything's just going to go very poorly. Everything's, you know, we're going to be out of control or something. And so it's a matter of sitting down, being still, and promising yourself for the next 30 minutes. That's it, just 30 minutes. I'm going to not be judgmental. I'm going to do my best. And, of course, you can't guarantee it, but I'm going to do my best to just observe what's going on here. No judgment, just observe. And by telling yourself you're only going to do it for 30 minutes, that lets yourself know that you're not going to go off the tracks. You're not going to, you know, it's just 30 minutes. And that's a good place to start.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, so believe it or not, we are nearly at the end of our show. We have just a few minutes left. So I want to give you the opportunity to tell our listeners how they can reach you, what programs you have coming up. And so, you know, have at it. You've got the stage.
Thanks, Karen. Well, summer's coming to an end. Vacation season is over. And I know this is a time when many of us start thinking about self-care, about making changes. So if you're interested in making peace around food and your body, I've got some exciting packages for September. I encourage you to check them out at my website. That's PiperLarson.com. That's PiperLarson.com. And you can also email me through my site or whatever.
Excellent. And of course, you can access Piper through the On Purpose with Karen Florence.com website. Of course, her picture is there. And if you just click on her name, it will automatically take you right to her website. And, you know, I always say that I cannot wait for summer to be over because people, especially in August, are just in vacation mode, and you should be. But come September, and really starting the day after Labor Day, people are ready to get back to work and they're ready to get back to being serious. And it's a great time to start a new project. So I encourage you to call if you're interested in losing weight or at least examining what you're doing around your weight, to give Piper a call. Again, let me talk about Vision Quest Italy. We are so excited to be going there. It's going to be a fabulous fall vacation and fall workshop. We've got the olive harvest and truffle hunting and the most amazing workshop for 12 lucky, remarkable women. We're really excited about going, and we're excited about doing this workshop. Actually, Martha and I are going to do a very mini workshop in the, I think it's the first Sunday or second, I think it's the second Sunday of September. So if you're interested in that workshop, I believe it will be either in New York City or right across the river in Hoboken. We haven't really picked the location yet, I don't think. But if you're interested in attending that that little mini workshop, it'll be on a Sunday afternoon. Please, by all means, go to the website and contact us. Okay, everyone, have a great last week of summer. We're heading into Labor Day in just another week, and we're going to be back to business as usual in September, so enjoy the last end of summer. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast with a world full of loyal fans. What's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.